So I'm going to keep this short and sweet because yesterday Joey Cage on his YouTube channel did a live stream talking about a certain clown named Morel. But we're not going to call this clown Morel on here. We're going to call him Bitch Move. That's his new name, Bitch Move the Clown. Because that's exactly what he did. So on Sunday night, I went over to Marky Dangerously's house to watch WrestleMania. And I'm not even a big wrestling fan these days, but I'll watch WrestleMania, you know. The Sunday night, not the Saturday night. We go over there, and I'm Joey Cage's ride over to this place, to Mark's house. And we both had this feeling Bitch Move was going to show up. And he talked to me through it. He's like, hey, look, just be cool. If anything happens, I'll calm it down. It's going to be fine. Nothing's going to happen. Just be cool. So I did what I was asked. I was asked to be cool. I was cool. Mark's lady friend shows up, and right behind her, this carless clown, believe it or not, he doesn't even have a clown car. Doesn't even have the Steve Urkel Isetta with the front, the door opening in the front of the car. Doesn't even have that. He's a fucking idiot. This clown shows up, and I'm like, I'm, you know what? I have my eyebrow up, and I'm like, I'm not talking to this idiot. I'm just not. We order some food from a taco truck down the street. We get in my car. He starts taking little pot shots at me, little shots here and there. And you know what? I can handle that, but I'm getting annoyed. I let him. I say a little something back, but I mainly let him. Well, we're getting ready to figure out, because there's two taco trucks on two different corners of the street. One on the front right and one on the back left, bottom left. We figure out we're going to park bottom left. And I get back into a different lane. But I'm going faster than maybe I should. I admit, I was going 43, 44. So right as we're about to, I'm changing lanes and I'm about to start making my left turn to park. And that's when this dude says, hey, learn how to drive, bro. And by this point, I had just had enough. Because what I especially hate is when Joey and Mark coddle him. Like they let him feel like he's being cool with them. And I know they know, but I know what they really think. It's just that they let him feel like he's cool in front of them. That annoys the hell out of me. I hate that. That is what gets me going more than anything else, is that. So, they're correcting me on my drive. And then this idiot says some shit. So, when he said, learn how to drive, bro, I replied, learn how to get a car, bro. And so, normally when two people say something like that, you're like, okay, hey, you said something, I said something, touche, and we move on. Not this bitch. Not this fucking bitch who says he's punked me and all this stuff, which he hasn't. Fuck him. So, what does he do? What does he do? Because I said, get a car. He winds up his fist back. Punches me in the shoulder while I'm driving. While I'm fucking driving. He caused all kinds of things. All kinds of problems. And this bitch doesn't have the balls to come face to face and walk right up and punch me in the face. No. And that was a weak ass punch. Hey, bitch move. I know you're going to hear this because I'm going to send this to you. So, while you're listening to this, that was a weak punch. That's really pathetic for a guy who supposedly benches 325. Just letting you know that. So, I get out, and I yell and scream at him to get out of my fucking car because he's a fucking piece of shit. And he's never going to get in my car again. He is banned. Permanently banned. Never, ever again being in my car. I yelled at him, he got out. He got his bitch ass out. And then there we are, and I'm yelling, fuck you, at him. Once, maybe twice, I don't remember. But I know I got mad and yelled, fuck you, at him. And he's like maybe 5 feet away from me. He's got a straight line right to me to walk one step, two steps, boom, deck me in the face. Does he? No, because he's a cowardly little bitch. So, bitch move the clown, you are on notice. We're going to have an anniversary of this down the road next year. And by that time, I will have lost a lot of weight. I will get down to where I was when you saw me at Daniel's house for New Year's Eve. And when you were too scared to throw a punch at me then, when I yelled at you and you did jack shit. And when you talked shit in front of Mark's lady friend, to Mark's lady friend, in front of Mark's daughter, who hates your ass, by the way. And if you don't believe me, I can prove it to you. We're going to have an anniversary of this. I'm going to get back down to where I was. My advice for you would probably be start blowing Jesse James so you can start actually sparring with him, you know? Don't just say you're doing it, but actually do it. Because when I get down to 260 or below, I own your ass. Fuck you.